Let's return to our program where we've got some music scheduled for you today on the State of Things. Rusty Wright, who is somebody who, when he listens to music, he wants to be taken on a journey so that in his own music, he wants to create a sound that has never been heard twice. It is something that must be working because the Rusty Wright Band was inducted into the International Blues Hall of Fame in 2014 as a master blues band. And they continue to please crowds around the country, including audiences right here in North Carolina. Rusty Wright is here today on the guitar and vocals. Welcome to you, Rusty. Good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Lori Wright is here on guitar and vocals as well. Hello, Lori.
I am.
And Nick Nickerson is on the bass. Hi, Nick.
Howdy, howdy.
And Chris America on the drums.
Hey.
Good to have all of you here. Rusty, you started out playing old Southern gospel music in your mom's quartet. Where was that?
Oh, well, I was born up in Flint, Michigan, and my father's originally from Florence, Alabama. He came up to work in the factory. But she had a Southern gospel quartet that called the Temples in the early 70s that was actually quite regionally famous. And I got my first job playing in her backup band when I was 13.
And there was a market for that in Flint, Michigan? You're talking about Southern gospel?
Yeah. Actually, there was a large Southern population from down. We called sections of the city by the names of where most people came from. So there was Little Arkansas, there was Little Alabama, there was Little Missouri, you know. And that's how people referred to parts of the city, because there'd be a large amount of folks from down south who had come up just to work in the GM plants.
That's great stuff. And of course, you're just a heartbeat from Motown as well. Mm-hmm. So blending those two sounds in your ear could have been something. Is that something you did?
I tell people I'm a creature of extremes, because I got the Motor City angst and I got the Southern soul, because I used to spend my summers down in, you know, Alabama a lot of times and hang out with my cousins and my aunt and my uncle down there, because my dad was real big on staying tight with the family. So, you know, would spend a lot of time down there in the summers and learned all kinds of music, was listening to, you know, the Allman Brothers and all that Southern style stuff. And of course, early, you know, blues stuff. And my dad had a huge record collection. He had all the Chess record stuff and all the, you know, the Muddy Waters and all that stuff, but as well as the early rock and roll like Little Richard and things like that. So,
well, let's hear what happens when all that gets put together in one head and you put a band together. Will you play some for us?
Sure thing. This is a little something off our fourth album called Chin Football. One, two, three, four.
You ain't gotta hurry, but you gotta get with it. Dancing all around, can't you hear the sound? Jim would sing the old blues song. Got hell to pay and it won't wait long. Wear your heart out on your sleeve. It's a final thing, but a real good bleed. That's guaranteed. Come sit by the fire, tell me your desires. Gin would paint the old stone wall. Can't help the heat, does kitchen small. Wear your heart out on your sleeve. It's the damnedest thing that you ever will see. Thank you.
secret between you and me. You can boogie with the woogie, but it don't mean a thing. Well, don't you worry if you miss the point. You can always come back to the chin foot joint. Dancing all around, can't you hear the sound? Chin foot sing the old blues song. Gotta raise the roof till the night is gone.
Rusty Wright Band, live on the State of Things. They're going to be at the Blue Note Grill tonight at 9 o'clock in Durham, North Carolina. Rusty Wright Band is Rusty and Lori Wright and Chris America with Nick Nickerson. Lori Wright, let me ask you, it sounds suspiciously like you may be connected to this man in ways that are otherwise.
Not that not she would want
music.
To admit it. But.
Since 1996.
But
yeah.
You had a solo career before that, right?
Yeah, I was a solo entertainer and I worked with bands and as in duos and stuff like that. I toured the country by myself for most of the 80s. Before cell phones and all that, most of the time people wouldn't know. Nobody knew where I was.
I can't imagine what that was like. I wasn't around then, but I can't imagine.
Oh, it was interesting. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. How'd but you, I look back and think, wow, did I really do that?
How'd you do that? So how'd you guys get connected?
I had a music publication called Riff Magazine, and I was trying to track down a band interview, and I called down to this club, and Rusty answered the phone. He wasn't the band I was looking for, but he says, well, they're not here, but you can interview me. And I went, well, that's...
Well, I'd played a lot of different styles of music, so yeah. At that time, I was playing real hard rock stuff, because that was paying back then,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was paying hard back then.
So I interviewed him for that, and then a few years later... We started dating. We were friends for
quite a
few years.
We had
years.
A casual friendship, yeah. You know, for quite a while. And then just out of the blue, I'd been on the road for a long period of time. And I had come home because I was a little burned out. And so I decided to stay put for a bit. Got a job at a music store teaching and, you know, working a little bit there. And just kind of basically trying to, you know, get my mojo back on after 18 months of solid one-night stands, you know. And out of the blue, she came walking through the door of the music store to look for some gear and stuff. And
I had an
all-girl
band
there.
At the time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then you got, well, talk more about that, Rusty. I want to ask you about that because blues is very, you know, there's a form, and it is a simple form. And what is gorgeous about it is how everybody brings themselves to it. And it's never the same twice. But you really do have a sound that is unique, and yet it is unmistakably, at least in that last number, the blues. Is that something, do you do that intentionally? Do you have to sort of tell yourself every day, no, I'm not going to do that song over and over and over?
Well, it's not like it's an intentional thought-out process, but what it is I definitely try to make my own identity because I live by a saying I heard a long time ago that was accredited to Muddy Waters, and he said that everybody finds the blues somewhere. You know, we all come from different parts of the world, but everybody finds the blues somewhere, but then once you find it, it's up to you to take it further down the road. In other words, be your own person. Don't be a parrot. There's already been a Muddy Waters. We don't need another one. There's already been a John Lee Hooker. There's already been a Stevie Ray Vaughan. We don't need another one. What you do is you take those gentlemen's great inspiration, and then you find your own voice and add it to it.
Is there something about the blues that makes that a better form for that than maybe even other forms of music? In other words, the template by itself is so simple, and yet it is ultimately universal.
Yeah, I think so. I think it resonates better with people because of that core being so straightforward and simplistic, but because there's a very very simplistic structure, there's actually a whole lot of room to build your own thing on it. I tell people it's like, you know, once you got a great foundation, Then you can build the mansion on top of it. But if your foundation's no good, then I don't care what you build, it's all going to fall down.
You know? I want to leave you time to play us out, but first I want to remind everybody that I'm talking to the Rusty Wright Band, Rusty Wright on guitar and vocal, Lori Wright on guitar and vocals, Nick Nickerson on the bass, and Chris America on the drums. Rusty Wright Band going to perform tonight at the Blue Note Grill in Durham, North Carolina. We have all that information at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton, Norman Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brooklyn. Robin Copley is our technical director with help from Al Wadarski today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, the Rusty Wright Band.
Little something for you called The Last Days of Whitey Malone. One, a two, a one, two. Cutters ball. We only use the best and we've seen them all. People here like to get down. You pick up what it takes, what gets around.
Whitey got his name from the fact that he never saw the light of day.
Pale white from nightlight.
Whitey was a hot shot player jamming at juke joint Jimmy's dive. Where the girls drank Tanqueray and danced till dawn. Beverly was with Johnny B, but she liked poor Whitey's style. Johnny stopped thinking that man had done him wrong.
Pow! That's how you do it. Make it real quick, ain't nothing much to do.
Wait till the light goes down, then get the job done and get out of town.
And that's how the deal got done. Poor Whitey had a day with the end of a gun.
Two thugs, one slug.
Saturday and all the players came to the all-night drinking jam. Beverly was playing games with Johnny's mind. He started to play, but then a ricochet went singing off Whitey's guitar. When the lights came up, Beverly was on the floor.